My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a fantastic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. What an exciting time it is. You know, this is our retreat week. Couldn't be more excited about the upcoming events we have with the team later on this week down at the beautiful Gaylord Texan in Grapevine, Texas. Looking forward to spending some quality time with so many of our More Success Team associates coming in from all across the country. We're going to have just a phenomenal time. A couple of quick housekeeping things about the retreat. You know, Thursday we will be having the Executive Director Mastermind from 3 to 5. Directly following that, the registration will be open. That's where you pick up your T-shirts and your invitations to the dinner Friday night with Mr. Rip Mason, your breakfast tickets for you guys that have earned the dinner with Mr. Rip Mason, with the breakfast with Mr. Alan Fernley on Friday morning. All those tickets will be there. Your agendas will be there. All your stuff at the registration, that will be done on Thursday starting at 5 o'clock. Of course, the dinner with Rip Mason starts sharply at 7. And Friday morning, we'll kick things off with the breakfast with Alan Fernley and then jump right into the program, which begins at 9 a.m. We're going to have a great time, what a great fellowship, a whole lot of fun. Just really can't stress much how much I'm looking forward to this. You know, we have a really star-studded lineup with trainers and speakers and corporate office staff that's going to be there and sharing with you guys. So it's really hard to contain myself just knowing what's going to be shared with the team. I know this is really, you know, as Papa and Dad and I were talking this morning, and, you know, it's almost a relaunch, a rebirth of the More Success Team, because I believe that the nucleus of people that comes out of this event, they're going to be set up, they're going to be positioned to truly do some special things over the next couple of years in Legal Shield. So, again, I couldn't be more excited. Really, the reason why I'm so excited is because it just kind of goes hand-in-hand with the $75 associate fee promotion that Legal Shield graciously extended this month into July, but it will end. So the next 11 days are really critical, really crucial to set up, you know, to really infuse our team with a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, a lot of new people coming on board the next 11 days. You need to really position those people so they can really take advantage of the full Legal Shield opportunity. So with that, I'm going to jump right into the heart of the call tonight and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a millionaire club member, a platinum executive director, a six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. You know, we have a great call lined up for everyone tonight. And to help us get things kicked off, I want to go to Fort Worth, Texas, to a director and regional manager on our team. We've actually asked her to share a quick testimonial with everyone about already earning more in commissions this year than she did all of 2013. Miss Linda Garten, are you on the call?
I am, sir.
Well, welcome. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what you told us earlier?
Well, you know, 2013 was a hard year for us, and I think maybe there were some other people like that. And so I just shot Mr. Moore an email, and I said, it looks messy, but we've exceeded what we made in Legal Shields in 2013 in July. A little battle in the war to regain success. I think that may be true for many. We don't realize we have momentum because it doesn't look perfect. And when you see success on stage wearing a great dress or a suit with a smile, it doesn't look like your momentum because yours is full of holes. You know, maybe you were depending on a deposit and for a full membership to pay a bill and it was a reinstatement, or your promising prospect didn't show up. But we just kept going, and we knew the next week would be fine. We stayed focused. And we just know that all the mess wouldn't be happening if we weren't trying. So momentum doesn't move in a straight line. and neither does our life, so we don't know why people would expect your business to do the same thing. And I just wanted to share that because I think there might be other people in the Moore team that are on the same path we are. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you, Linda. That's great news. You know, already be making more this year than you did all of last year. Appreciate you and Bill. Appreciate the job you guys do as regional managers there in Fort Worth. And we always appreciate you guys helping out at all the events. Congratulations, Linda. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, Platinum 5 Executive Director, and a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, you on?
We're loud and clear, Randy. Thank you for the introduction, and I tell you, I'm very pleased and very happy to introduce this gentleman tonight. He's graciously consented of his time, which is very valuable for him. Since I've known him, he has done nothing but dedicated, loyal, faithful, and ready to go. I could say a lot of things about how he begins and how he's working, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave it up to his story. But he's a Millionaire Club member, $100,000 ring earner, and he does that, by the way, as earned. A Power 20, always a Performance Club, always there when you need him. Our friend, Mr. David Brewer. David, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Ken, and thank you to all the Moore family for having me on tonight. It's quite an honor to be asked to be on this call. I make my home in Portland, Oregon, but I'm down in San Diego spending some time with my sponsor. And I guess I'm down here. It's kind of an annual pilgrimage. I come down here to wine and dine my sponsor and take him to nice events and things like that because I am forever grateful for him bringing me in the business. I'm the only guy he ever sponsored. I'm the only membership he ever sold. He only became an associate so that he could sponsor me because I needed to borrow the $55 from him to get started as an associate back in 1996. So I've taken this gentleman on vacations and, you know, obviously he's never helped me on the day-to-day side of my business and building my business because he didn't know anything more than I did when we first got started, and he never did anything in the business except sponsor me. But, you know, as I mentioned, that's, you know, I'm just forever grateful that he introduced me to something so life-changing 18 and a half years ago. As I mentioned, I borrowed the money to get started from him. He was a little reluctant at first because I actually owed him $700 in back rent, but he saw the fire in my eyes. He saw the heart-tongue connection that I had with the membership, and you know, that's how I got started and focused my first year just marketing memberships because I really needed to build up my confidence level. I had very low self-esteem when I started this business. In fact, the year before I started with the company, I made a little under $13,000 for the whole year, and that was in commission-based sales, which kind of proved that I'm not very good at sales. But it was because of the heart-to-tongue connection with the membership that made all the difference in the world for me to go out there and market 232 memberships my first year, just selling to my outer circle of influence. It wasn't even my short list of friends and family. In fact, here I am, you know, several thousand memberships later personally, and I don't have a single family member that owns the service. And I like to share that because I think it's pretty inspiring that you can go 18 years and be successful and earn a couple million dollars in this business and not have a single family member support you. I know that that's kind of a foreign concept to the Moore family because you guys are all in this business together, but I don't have a single family member that owns a service. And you know, I hope at this point that they don't sign up because it would really blow my story. And I think it's an inspiring story. They all know about the membership, but they've neglected to get started. But I've been able to help several thousand families, and I'm more fired up today than I was 18 years ago when I signed up for the business, because there's so many people out there to help. I'm very passionate. I stay, you know, in the fight every day, every week, signing up memberships. I put 9 new people in the business last month. I'm just very passionate about what I do. And I think the key to my success is really not being emotionally attached to the outcome. very early on in the business because of, I keep saying heart-to-tongue connection, but I can't describe it any better way. Very early on in the business that first year, I mean, Legal Shield became my ministry because I couldn't think of anything outside of organized ministry that would give me the vehicle to help so many people directly and indirectly by building a team. That's always been my attitude. I started the business when I was 31. I'm 29 now. The business is very, very good to people that stick and stay. And I knew that I was going to be around this earth for at least another 20-plus years, so I might as well do some good with my life. And I adopted the attitude that all I needed to do was really take the time to expose as many people as possible and let time take care of the rest. Just wait people out until it became their idea. And that's one of the biggest challenges for people that see the vision of the membership and see the vision of the business opportunity, that their enthusiasm gets the best of them, and they allowed that to cloud their judgment, and they end up straining relationships with people. Sometimes people feel coerced or manipulated if they don't see it right away. And, of course, we all know that when it's our idea, it's not a great idea. But when it's their idea and they embrace the idea, it's a fantastic idea. So we just sometimes have to be a little more patient than we'd like to be and just wait people out, because we're so blessed to be in a business that the world, the economy, the media, society in general conspire to do us well day in and day out. That we can literally, we're in such a unique business model that we can make the exposure, let people know that there's an alternative to $200 to $300 to $400 per hour, and simply just let life do its thing, let society do its thing. And it's just a matter of time, whether it takes a day, a week, a month, a year, before life throws them a curveball and they look at that circumstance differently than they would have before they had the knowledge of what a Legal Shield plan could do for them. Because I think as a society, we are generationally conditioned to avoid attorneys. I know I was. I grew up in a lower middle income family in Michigan, and I never saw my father use attorneys, and I'm sure he never saw his father use attorneys. So when I became a young man, I avoided attorneys because of the high hourly cost. So even when I got the membership, it seemed sometimes I was reluctant to pick up the phone because of that generational conditioning. And if there's anything that challenges us in the marketplace, it's years of conditioning of people to avoid. And that's why we have to be patient with people and let them see it for themselves. And sure enough, people come around when life does happen to them, when that curveball does get thrown their way. I like to quote Oliver Wendell Holmes. He said, man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regains its original dimension. Which is so true, because once again, people, all they think about is $200 or $300 or $400 per hour. But as soon as they have this new knowledge of a Legal Shield and the alternative, they can't ever look at those circumstances ever again. And they'll remember somebody sharing Legal Shield with them. So literally, just be patient with people and wait them out. I don't want you to misconstrue my message. There's definitely a sense of urgency to get out there and spread the good word of Legal Shield and let people know that it exists and how it works. Don't be impatient with the results. If you want to keep score of something that you're doing out there, make it the number of exposures you make on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. There's nothing wrong that can come from making lots of exposures, filling that pipeline. I've had people, you know, obviously several people get it when they see it. There's other people that may take weeks or months. I've had people as many as 7 years later come back to me saying, hey, you still doing that legal thing? I think I need it now. I never thought I'd hear myself saying that, but I think I need it. It's like, yeah, let's get together and take care of your problems and get you an advocate to help you. And, you know, if you plan on being around, like I said, do something good with your time and make those exposures. So don't keep scores of the people that say yes and the people that say no. Keep score of bettering your personal best week out and month out with the number of exposures you make. And really consider Legal Shield a responsibility, a moral obligation, more than a business opportunity. And if you take that attitude, the money just tends to follow. So You have to remember that prospecting is a lot like the rules of dating. So if you've been married a long time and you haven't dated in a while, well, start dating your spouse again, and remember the laws of attraction. Because when you're out there prospecting, the rules of dating and the rules of prospecting are exactly the same. When there's an express mutual attraction between two people, that's you and your prospect receiving your information about Legal Shield, and they like what they hear. If you come on too strong, just like in dating, the natural human tendency is for that other person to repel, even if there's that mutual vibe. And then, of course, if there's an express mutual attraction between two people and one of the persons is aloof and indifferent, then, of course, the natural tendency for the other person is to come forward. So just remember, the rules of dating apply to the rules of prospecting. You have to be aloof and indifferent to the outcome. You want to be trained well on presenting the membership and, of course, addressing concerns. But just remember the laws of attraction, and it'll serve you well to build a huge business in Legal Shield. One of the other things I want to share with you tonight is what I'm seeing in the marketplace. You know, we have used a lot of statistics for a long time. Like, we talk about, 80% of Europe and, 2 or 3% of America covered by a legal plan. And, I've been using those since my first week in the business back in 1996. And I didn't know whether it was going to be 2 years into my career with Legal Shield, 10 years, 15 years, or 20 years, but I knew that Legal Shield would turn the corner, would go mainstream, and start to become a household name. And for the first time in my 18-plus year career, I actually see that happening in the marketplace for the very first time. I've never said this before, but I see a genuine softening or condition in the marketplace that I've never seen before. You know, we spent 40 years under the brand Prepaid Legal, and we've been the Legal Shield brand for just a little over 3 years. And all the way up into the last year of the Prepaid Legal brand, you know, being out in the streets and making my exposures all the time, you know, I'd run into people, and you mentioned Prepaid Legal, even 38, 39, 40 years into the brand, into the company's existence, and people were like, "Prepaid what? Never heard of it." Here we are, 3 years into our brand new brand, and more often than not, if you're out there circulating and making your exposures, you know, I mentioned Legal Shield, and I hear people say, "Oh, I've heard of that before. You know, my brother's got that at work, or my neighbor was telling me about that, or a person in my Bible study said that she had the membership." And I'm starting to hear that brand recognition a lot more when I'm out there marketing and sharing Legal Shield. And that's inspiring to me, because remember, 40 years Prepaid Legal, most people had no idea that we existed. Here we are 3 years, and we're starting to get that brand recognition. And a lot of that is just, you know, a testament to sticking and staying and being ambassadors to the service and what we do. Nothing's changed in 43 years. The service is the same. We're out there empowering families and giving them the access that we need. But now, as society keeps doing what it does, it just gives us more strength to access more people. And I'm more excited about the next 18 years than I have the last 18 years, because there's so much more to happen. The growth is going to be very, very significant in the next few short years. Hyper growth that we haven't seen before. And I've never said that before, but I really feel it from being out there making my exposures. And it just gets me fired up to see the incredible growth that people are going to have that are just getting started, and being proud of being a part of building that infrastructure to make it that much easier for the new folks that are building legacies for their family. So I really appreciate being on your call here tonight. I'll stick around for as long as you need me. I don't know if anybody has any questions for me, but I'll turn the call back over to you.
David, we really, really want to thank you so much. And I'll turn it back to Randy now. But you're certainly a gentleman. You're certainly an inspiration. We appreciate you. Randy?
David, it's great to have you on tonight. We appreciate you. We followed you all these years. You're a great inspiration. You have a great testimonial there. and we appreciate your friendship. Thank you so much for being our guest speaker tonight.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Now, as many of you know, the More Success team is actually hosting the Legal Shield Leadership Show every Monday during the month of July. And on this morning's show, one of the associates we actually featured was Executive Director Mr. Tony Barkley from South Carolina. His team is really doing a great job using PBRs. So tonight, we've asked him to join us on our More Success team call and tell everyone that missed that this morning exactly what's going on. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
Yes, I will, sir, and yes, I am. Thanks so much for having me on the call. I'm actually just had a brain pause there just thinking about what Mr. David shared with us, and what a powerful call. And one of the things I like to share before I go into some of the great things we have happening here is that he's on point with that patience and timing and just following up with people. Today I had the privilege of signing up a new associate that literally I've been working with and trying to track down for over a year now, a gentleman out of Jacksonville, Florida, who's on the call now, Mr. Herbie Robertson. He spoke with Mr. Moore today, and it's all about timing. He's getting married come March, and he's ready to get some things going, and we're just so excited to have him on the team. So congratulations, Herbie, for joining us in business. But yes, Mr. Moore, thanks again for the opportunity to share this evening about some of the things that's happening with our team and what some of these new associates are doing. And as I mentioned on the call this morning, there's just a level of excitement that I've never seen before on myself personally and within the team and these new associates. And what we're talking about, again, is that we get associates acclimated to this business, sign up for this business with this new entry fee of $75 and how they're literally running to the hills with it. We had three new associates that came on board all under a month. Mr. Kenneth Brown, who's came on board literally Thursday from a PBR, showed up on Thursday, got excited, married with kids, came on board, and 2 days later threw his PBR. Interesting enough, and at that PBR, he had 15 guests and many associates and members from that, and was able to get his promotion to Fast Start and Performance Club. And then his sponsor, believe it or not, has been around for 30 days, Danielle Lane. She did pretty much the same thing to set her PBRs. The first two didn't go well, but she kept sticking and staying. And the third one is how she got Mr. Kenneth to show up. She also got her promotion to a Fast Start as well as Performance Club. And then lastly, I had a direct who 30 years ago had this incredible service when we were still trying to figure out the kinks and the bugs. And for whatever reason, she had to drop the membership 30 years ago. I spoke to her, had a nice conversation over the phone. She's out in Atlanta, Georgia. And she says, wait a second. You mean to tell me it's gotten this better after all this time? I said, absolutely. This young lady came on board on the spot as an associate and a member. We traveled to her place Saturday, did her PBR. She had eight people in attendance. She got promoted as well as Performance Club. So exciting things are happening. Nothing breathes excitement like new people. And I tell you what, we're fired up and ready to come to this retreat here in Dallas, Texas. So I know you got other great leaders to hear from, so I had to be brief on that, sir, but we appreciate the opportunity to share.
Well, I appreciate that. What are you telling, Mr. Barker, what are you telling your people about the sense of urgency about the $75 reduced fee for the associate? What are you telling them what they need to be doing right now in the next 10 days?
Well, before we even get to a new associate, when we're talking to people who are just coming to hear us about this opportunity, we're just flat out telling them, where else in this world can you start a company with these type of credentials and this type of powerfulness for $75? I mean, you can't even get a good movie and a drink and a dessert for that amount. So we just make them known right up front. $75 is amazing to get started. But as it relates to once the associates get on board, likewise, we tell them the same thing. Listen, this is a golden opportunity. We don't know how long it's going to be around, but $75 to get your promotion, to get Performance Club, and get those new people doing the same and is an awesome thing on their way to senior associates. So we just let them know it might be a fair loss and also maybe an excitement of the team too. So we just put it out there all the time.
Well, you're doing an awesome job there in South Carolina and Georgia. I know you're working those two areas very strong right now, and we appreciate that. We know you're bringing a big bus to the Gaylord Texan Resort in Texas this week. Is that right?
Man, listen, if we had the opportunity to leave right now, we would. We are just flat-out excited. We had Miss Virginia out in Atlanta, who just, again, in a matter of a day, made the commitment to make that drive with us. That's just to show you how serious people are. We have some directors coming in town on our team. We have some new folks. We got folks taking time off. And I just encourage anyone, if you're still on this call and you're sitting on the fence, look, I've been in the industry for a while, as many leaders on this call. I got a feeling that this is going to be the granddaddy of them all to kick us into something great. So you might want to check with your upline and sponsor and see if there's still some room to get this event. Yes, sir, we're fired up, and we thank the Moors for putting this together for us.
Yeah, we're fired up, too. And for all the people on the call tonight, you need to be there. You need to hear from the Tony Barclays, who will be actually training at that event. You're going to hear from all the top ring earners and Millionaire Club members on the Moore Success team. They'll all be there. Of course, Mr. Rip Mason, Mr. Alan Fernley, Mr. Patrick Hodges, Miss Kathy Pinson, all from corporate will be on the agenda at those events. So Mr. Rip Mason, of course, will be the special guest headline at the banquet. I couldn't get that out at the banquet. And then Mr. Alan Fernley will be doing a breakfast with us on Friday morning and actually be kicking off the event. So we've got a great event planned. We're going to have a lot of fun. You know, we're going to be playing golf. We're going to be going to the baseball game, but we're going to get a lot of training in. And the resort is phenomenal. If you've never been to one of the Gaylord Texan Resorts or Gaylord Resorts, the one in Grapevine is just, we actually had an event there years ago with our team, and I'll never forget, and they've actually improved upon that venue since then. So we're very, very excited. Thank you for being on, Mr. Barclay. We appreciate so much Mr. Brewer being our guest speaker tonight. He did an awesome job, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody at the retreat. All the leadership on our Moore Success team this week, and then we've got some great and exciting announcements we'll be making, of course, during that time. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you. I think we had a great call tonight, and we're just all ready and rearing to go, ready to get to the retreat this week.
You know, Randy, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm just thinking this time next week, the retreat will be over. It'll be history, so we need to get in on it. I was just thinking 1 week from next Monday night, Mr. Jeff Bell, the new CEO of Legal Shield, will be our guest speaker. He wanted to get on just as soon as possible to talk to our people. I visited with Mr. and Ms. Stonecipher. They, of course, had a long meeting with him. He wanted to confer with him and get some advice from him to get to know our people better. I'm telling you, they really did like him. And when Harlan Stonecipher said he really liked somebody, especially Shirley, they mean they have questioned him, they have checked him out, and they think, as I do, that everything's been going great, the powder keg's there, but they think he's the spark that's going to finish causing the explosion they've been waiting for. So, ladies and gentlemen, a week from Monday night, don't miss the call. And if you can possibly make it, get to the retreat. I know the baseball games are good. The golf is good. If you qualified to come to the banquet or if you qualified for the breakfast, that's good. But I think the very best part about the whole thing is going to be some one-on-one set-downs you have with leaders and finding out things that will help launch you to your next position. I think if you don't come, it's going to cost you more in the long run than if you did come. You know, we appreciate you so very much. And back to Mr. Bell, you know, I think I said it last week, but his philosophy, and he told the whole staff at at Legal Shield in Ada, in Duncan, in Antlers, Oklahoma, he wanted to know him right up front. He was an honest man. He was a man that was straightforward with integrity, and he was a Christian, and he didn't back up. I'm telling you, this is our time. We need to take advantage. If we don't, shame on us. The only way we're going to lose is if we don't get in the game. If we don't knock a home run, knock a first base. I'm not much of a ball player, but I know one thing. If you get on base enough times, you're going to get some numbers up on the board, and then that's what's going to count. Ladies and gentlemen, we at the Moore family appreciate you very, very much. We do want to keep putting God first. We do want to keep putting the family second. We do want to keep putting Legal Shield third. And from the Moore family to your family, we wish you more success. God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.